This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. Tom Needle with the crown topic of the day. It is WFAN's Yankees game day on BT and Sal, presented by Travel Guard. And BT, we started the show talking about the Yanks, of course, in the World Series. First time in 15 years. Game one finally tonight in Los Angeles. But potentially the legacy on the line for one Aaron Judge.
The two biggest stories, do the Yankees win the World Series and how big a part of it is Aaron Judge? Or if they lose, what's his role in that? There's really four things that I mapped out, and two are, I would say three are acceptable, and one absolutely is not. Yankees win and Judge is okay, nothing special. Doesn't matter. That gets lost in the laundry there. Yankees win a championship. He had some big moments previous series. So, boom, number 28, Judge an all-timer. He's good. Yankees win, and Judge plays really well. Well, now he hits the highest conceivable stratosphere that you can as a Yankee. You are an all-time legendary status. You are beyond reproach. Now, if the Yankees lose the series and Judge balls out, I think he insulates himself, and at least for me, and I think for many of the Yankee fans, would kind of protect him whenever this came up, and he'd be in a bit of a bubble, and kind of immune to getting knocked around because, you know, he did his job, he helped get him here, he had an amazing season, he's a great player, won the MVP, and in the ultimate team sport, football, the ultimate team sport in terms of offensive line, but in terms of where everybody's got to do their job and no one individual can win a World Series, I think perspective would eventually win out, but if the Yankees lose and Aaron Judge plays poorly and never wins a World Series, you know, the rest of his career, however long that might be, it will never be forgotten, and he will never be able to reach that top line as a New York Yankee. That's just the way it is.
And look, he may never have a better opportunity. You're here now. It's been a while. He's never been here before, so when you're there, generally you want to take advantage of it because there's no guarantee you're going back. But I just think the Dodgers are a better team, and I don't think it'd be fair to hold Judge accountable if the Yankees don't win. Now, there are circumstances that could, like if Judge goes 0-for and comes up in big spots and doesn't get the job done, then yeah, he's going to get ridiculed and probably should. But no matter what happens in this series, Aaron Judge is the best baseball player that I've ever seen, you know, out taking Bonds cheating into account. Judge is the best clean baseball player that I've ever seen, and you know, if he doesn't win the World Series but goes nuts offensively, what? I'm supposed to say, well, yeah, that's great that he hit 350 and hit five home runs and drove in 9 runs or 10 runs, whatever, in a short series, but you didn't win. I'm not going to do that. So I don't, and I'm not one of these guys I know that teams can be judged like that, and that's different than individuals. I don't look at Ewing any less than because he didn't win a ring or Lundqvist. I know it would have been nice for them to win championships, but they're still all-time great players. That's how I would view Aaron Judge, especially BT, once he hit that home run off Class A. To me, that eliminated any question marks about whether Judge could get it done in a big spot. That's as big as a home run as you could possibly hit. He did it. The Yankees are in the World Series. Whether they win or not, to me, means more to the team and the franchise and Cashman and maybe even Boone. I throw in Garrett Cole than it does with Aaron Judge individually.
He's also the captain, and every Yankee captain but one has won a World Series, and that one is the one Yankee who gets protected and completely absolved of any shortcomings, and there's only one Don Mattingly.
And why, though? Why does he get protected?
Well, I think number one, because, and again, I'm a little bit older, so right. I remember seeing this in real time, man. Like, he was Stan Musial. That good. And then by no fault of his own no fault of his own, his body betrayed him. And I was going to seem very whatever. He never quit. And he his character during lean Yankee times was so appreciated. And those who watched him play never forgot it.
Understood. But then why wouldn't we hold Judge in that same regard?
Because he's healthy. He's healthy.
Yeah, but still, you still look at him as he's an all-time great player. Mattingly, even at his best, still was not a World Series winner.
But he never had a Gerrit Cole on his team. He never played with a Juan
but
Soto.
But that's not Judge's fault.
No, but here's the thing.
My point is, if we could identify Mattingly for being an all-time great Yankee, even without a World Series ring, because he was an all-time great Yankee, and it may be different circumstances than Judge. Judge is still an all-time great Yankee, whether he wins one or not. It shouldn't just be compared to the dynasty of Jeter and Rivera and all the guys who were Posada, just because we saw it more recently. That's not fair.
It might not be fair, but it's gonna happen. Like, I think it's more like the Hall of Fame, where you have tiers. So everybody in the Hall of Fame literally is in the Hall of Fame, but we all know that there should be some delineation between, I'll use Stan Musial because I just used his name, and Harold Baines, or Biggio, no disrespect, but the captaincy of the Yankees, again, you had Thurman, you had Nettles, you had Willie, you had Guidry, you had Jeter, and then some others back. They're all champions. Now, again, the other thing, too, is, Sal, it's become, sports analysis become very lazy, mm-hmm. and it's become very, very microwavable. And even though with Google and digital ways to find anything you want, like back in the day where you had to find an encyclopedia or talk to a dad or an uncle who was 80 or whatever, a grandfather, now while the answers are in front of us, I think that people, and this also includes a lot of Yankee fans, are so conditioned to the legacy conversation, Brady, Peyton, LeBron, Durant, Phil chasing Tiger Woods, right, wrong, indifferent, it's applicable. And if he doesn't win and he plays poorly, it's going to always impact his legacy.
Right, but I want to at least
adversely.
I want to at least be consistent with my beliefs. Like, I still believe Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady was a great winner. He mm-hmm. was the best winner that the sport
has ever seen. I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so there's circumstances around it. Like, Peyton Manning also didn't have Bill Belichick. He didn't have the teams that Brady had. I'm not trying to take away from Brady when I say that. I'm just saying that I can differentiate between the greatest winner the sport has ever seen and somebody who I believe to be a better, just pure quarterback at the position.
Yeah, even like Rodgers.
Okay, well, right,
maybe
exactly.
Then Brady or Peyton or whomever.
Now Mahomes is on track to be the combination of the two, which is why maybe he becomes the greatest of all time, but I can differentiate between saying Judge, no matter what happens in this World Series, is the greatest baseball player I've ever seen, which makes him one of the greatest Yankees. Now, is he the greatest winner? No. Is he the greatest winner for a Yankee? Absolutely not. Like, that goes to Jeter. Yeah, Jeter's a great winner, but is he the best player?
No way.
I mean,
not even close for me.
Part of what makes him special is the way that he played, how hard he played, and the fact that he won, sure, but I mean, you got to be able to differentiate between the two. Now, if he has a bad World Series, then I think that creates a whole nother narrative.
That's why I say if they lose and he plays poorly.
Yeah, that's a different...
That's going to kill him.
If he plays poorly... See, to me, even if he plays poorly and they win, I still don't look at him and say, well, he's a World Series champion. Yeah, technically he would be, but...
Oh, no, I would at that point.
Yeah, but for me, it means more to me to have him play well in this series than it does to have him win if he doesn't play well.
Yeah, and Yankee fans are saying, give me the ring. And then the other level of analysis is independent of that. I mean, listen, we can't have it both ways.
Right.
Like, it can't be the Yankees are the greatest stage in sport and the dynasty and the aura and the great amazing history of the Yankees and all the great things that come with that responsibility of being a Yankee, let alone a Yankee captain, and all the good that comes with it and the pressure, and then suddenly minimize it or selectively ignore it when you are the beneficiary of so many of the good things, but yet on the biggest stage, you hit 194 and your team loses. It doesn't work that way.
Well,
whether it's right or wrong, it will never work that way with the New York Yankees.
Well, that's a bad combo, obviously, if he doesn't perform well and they do lose. But let's not make it like for years I'd say, yeah, Mike Trout, that's great. What has he ever won? And there's something to that. But at least Judge's in the World Series. Like, there are different levels of winning. And it shouldn't be, Patrick Ewing, same thing. Like, he got to the finals and he won so many playoff series. Like, there's something to that as well where that is winning. It's not winning at all, but that is winning. And a lot of times to win it all, you need more than just your individual performance, even in the other sports that are more individual based.
Mm-hmm.
Ewing, as great as he was, he ultimately needed more help. Judge in baseball, where it's not just an individual sport, as you said many times, like Judge could go 5-for-5 every night, hitting home runs left and right, and they still could lose these games.
Well, that's why I like to bring up Ernie Banks, but so much has changed in the world. Mr. Cub, and I did drop this reference in the first couple minutes of the show. And Ernie's got over 500 home runs. Now, some came as a first baseman, but back then you didn't have shortstops hitting home runs. I mean, Ernie Banks was an all-time legend. He was one. At one point, I would guess, you know, before the newest generation, Ernie Banks was one of the 15 greatest players of all time. Mm-hmm. The Cobbs and the Musials and, you know, Babe Ruth, you know, Ted Williams, you know the names. He was right there. So I think he's been, you know, hopped over by certain players. But Ernie Banks, to me, was shielded by the era in which he played. Now, if Ernie Banks was a Yankee now, and Ernie Banks was the best player at a shortstop with pop, and he was on track for 500 bombs, and the Yankees hadn't won in 15 years, and Ernie Banks finally gets to the World Series. He never played a playoff inning, by the way, for those who might not know. Never won playoff inning. But Ernie Banks is on the Yankees, and they get there, and he doesn't do well. He's going to get crushed. This Ernie, the real Ernie Banks, is elevated and protected because people didn't care about that. We didn't discuss legacies. And I think there's a time and a place for legacy. I hate when it's too early, like 2 years into Mahomes' career. Is it going to be better than Brady? Better than Joe Montana? Like, I've got to let this bake a little bit. You know what I mean? But Judge is going to be 33 next year. He's not the young, precocious player, that 25-year-old kid who came up and burst on the scene. He is going to be 33. He is the captain. It is the Yankees. He must do damage.
Yeah, but then you could also counter and say, well, yeah, he didn't get to a World Series until they brought in Juan Soto. And you could then also say, well, yeah, let's say he wins it. Okay, he's only got one. Look at every other, you know, look at Jeter or look at the all-time greats.
They won all that. See, that I wouldn't say.
But I'm saying,
some will.
So it's always moving the goalposts on
hear
things.
You.
Like, one is not going to be enough for the great Yankee legacy, which is why I try to differentiate and separate and say the individual performance from Judge, win or lose this World Series, to me, at least getting there, checked the big box. And the home run that he hit in Cleveland checked a huge box. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Raphael is calling from Mexico. Raphael?
Hey, guys. It's the first time I call, and I have a Yankee-Dodger dilemma.
Are you truly calling from Mexico?
No, I'm from Mexico.
Oh, you're from Mexico.
I'm calling you from Southern Connecticut.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Go ahead, Rafael. What do you have, buddy?
So here's the dilemma. I grew up a Dodger fan. Probably the first World Series I ever watched was 1981 with Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, me too. Said
and
that before.
Then I moved to New York in 97, just in time to catch the dynasty of the Yankees.
Jumping ship.
So I'm completely torn. I'm a Dodger Yankee fan, and I don't know who to root for.
All right, let me ask you this, Raph. I'm gonna guide you here. And wow, that's well. First, okay. How old were you during the '81 World Series?
8 years old, man.
All right, so it's the most impressive. Did you play baseball? Not that it matters, but I'm just curious. Did you play a little bit growing up?
Well, actually, after that season, I went to Little League, and I played all the way through high school because of that season.
And that inspiration was rooted from the Dodgers and Fernando and Garvey and Ron Say and Bill Russell and Davey Lopes and the great Tommy Lasorda and all those names, Kenny Landry, keep going here. You should be rooting for the Dodgers. That's what you should be doing.
You sound like a Dodger fan to me.
Well, I have my Yankee cap and my Dodger shirt.
That's unacceptable.
I guess I'll be wearing both.
Can't have it.
Well, either way, when you watch, you'll know. And thanks for the call, Raph. We appreciate you checking in. Excuse me. Good luck. Enjoy the World Series. Either way, you'll know when you're watching. Like, this is fan. I love people with the fans. You remember when I was wearing the Islander jersey, whatever. Fans get on me. It's a feeling. It's not what you wear. It's not what you think you're going to do, what you want to do. It's a feeling that you'll get when you watch the World Series. Like, I could sit here and say, I don't hate the Yankees as much as I used to. And I don't. But when the games go tonight, maybe my feelings start to come back up. Oh, I don't want the Yankees to win. I don't know. It's a feel. So, Raph, you'll know when you're watching game one tonight who you're rooting for. I can't imagine somebody rooting for both. And also,
how do you root for both? There's no way. Eventually, somebody's going to win.
I could see, though, like, think about it. The Yankees and Dodgers haven't faced in a World Series since 1981.
It's amazing.
So it's a very, very long time ago. I could see how his life and fandom would play out the way that he said. You start as a Dodger fan, but then you move to New York, you start to like the Yankees, and you don't have to pick one or the other because they never play against each other. So when you're not playing against, you're like, all right, well, you know, I like the Dodgers in the National League, and I'll root for the Yankees in the American League, and then let itself play out, and it never plays out where they meet head-to-head until this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also looking at how Rafael described it. Like, so 81, you know, he's 7-8 years old, same as me at that point. And
Fernando Mania.
He's from Mexico.
Yeah, well, I mean.
And Fernando Mania was everything. Rest in peace, Fernando. That was really sad. He wasn't very old. Boy, he was a real character of the game, man, and he was unbelievable with that screwball. So if I'm a young 7-8-year-old Mexican boy falling in love with baseball, and my first favorite team is the Dodgers, and the best pitcher on the team is a Mexican pitcher,
right.
I don't know how I could ever detach myself from that. So he should be rooting for the Dodgers. I mean, he asked us, so I don't want to tell him, but he did ask us. I think you should root for the Dodgers. To me, it's a lot like the election, right? Like, we are hours away from first pitch game one of the World Series. He's not sure who to root for. We're a couple of weeks away from the election. Very few people don't know who they're voting for. You know who you're voting for at this point. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. You got to know one way or the other. He's got to know. He was a Dodger fan first.
But if he has feelings of being a Yankee fan, too.
Secondary feelings.
All right, well, we'll see tonight. I mean, he'll find out. Only he could tell. Only he could decide that, Hoff.
All right, so I have a question for you. Because, again, like, we talked about my kids, obviously my family, our Yankee fans, stuff like that. I am not actively rooting for the Yankees. I just don't want to see the Dodgers win. So does that mean that I'm rooting for the Yankees to win?
Yes, it does.
Are you sure, though?
Well, somebody's got to win. If you're not rooting for the Dodgers to win, that means you're rooting for the Yankees to win.
I'm rooting for the Dodgers to lose.
Okay, it's a very creative way of presenting it, but eventually, if the Dodgers lose, I got to break it to you, the Yankees win.
Yeah, but the Dodgers lost, though. So I feel good about that.
Yeah,
I feel good that the Dodgers have lost. I'm not rooting for the Dodgers to win. I'm rooting for them to lose. So in my mind, I've justified.
Okay, in your mind, and that's all that matters. Honestly, the inner justification is how we deal with this. Now, that will be offset any Yankee anger or whatever, as a big Mets fan, will dissipate the moment you see everybody else in your home maybe going old school and banging pots and pans on the stoop like we used to do.
Yeah.
I mean, so you'll feel so good.
Get the brooms out, sweep things out.
If we sweep them, that would be sick. Mm. So you will revel in the happiness of your family, and you'll project well because you're a good guy, but deep down, it's going to crush you because you thought your Mets were going to get here and they didn't. And then the team that knocked out your Mets
when it's not your team, it really doesn't matter. Like, ultimately, every fan wants their team to win. So if you're a Met fan sitting back watching this World Series, you're not going to be happy either way because your team isn't there. And two teams that you don't really care for are. And one of them is going to win. So what I'm going to do is bet. Because I believe the Dodgers are better and they're going to win, I'm going to bet on the Dodgers. That eliminates any doubt whatsoever who I'm rooting for. I'm just going based on what I believe is going to happen.
Yep.
And I'm going to watch that. But I don't like the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers. I don't love Shohei Ohtani as much as everybody else. And the reason why I don't is because I think people overrate him and go nuts about it. I can't stand that. Like, just let the guy go out there and do what he does instead of calling him the next Babe Ruth. Hey, give me a break. It's ridiculous. I love Aaron Judge. I'd like to see Judge win. I'd like to see Colt happy. You, not so much. Colt.
Yeah,
like
my son, not me, though.
No, for Colt, yeah, he's a young kid, hasn't experienced it before. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking about this stuff. Younger Yankee fans that haven't experienced this. You've had enough. You don't need it. Plus,
it's been a while, though, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, so I would take one, but I got you.
You know.
More so for my kids. I get it. That's a good approach,
I haven't made the bet yet. But I think I'm going to bet.
Specific series? Because you said Dodgers five
probably,
for those who missed
it. And I probably get a good price on that.
You get a very good price
on
that.
I'm not going to go nuts betting it because I don't want to be then like twofold ticked off.
No. You definitely don't want that because that'll only hurt you more when the Yankees actually win.
Correct.
And then you lose the bet.
Right.
So it'll be 0-2.
I might be hurt anyway. And also, we have something else on the line potentially. I don't know if we're doing it, but the show at the parade, which I just don't know if I could go through.
I was talking to Hurley about that. Wheels are in motion to make sure that does happen.
Oh, no.
Now, it's not confirmed, but there's a few.
Did he say I'll do it from here?
No,
you do it out there?
That's your battle.
Oh, you guys are on a float?
No, we'll just do the show from City Hall.
Be able to get
if
on
we
air,
still have a mayor, I'm
Yankee
not sure that we will.
We'll play a little baseball cards with Boone on a Yankee float.
Can you imagine? You know we're going to play the game with him and his brother, who joins us every week. And we're doing that. Here's the thing, though. Like, and it's been a theme, and I get it, especially with a lot of Met fans on the station. And I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but I would position it this way. If I'm a crazy Mets fan like you guys, who's bothered me more in my life? And the answer is unequivocally the Yankees, which means you're rooting for the team. I know they just knocked you out.
Right.
Met fans, you have to be rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
if not, something's wrong.
I don't think it's too. Or
it's simple.
No, but there could be people in your life that you do want to see happy. But I still don't think you could root for it. I just think at the end you could justify.
Appreciate their happiness.
At least Colt is happy. Or at least Hoff's kids are happy.
Hold, but real quick, though. Yamamoto and Ohtani kind of used us this past offseason. So kind of F both of those guys.
I can't wait to rock him silly tomorrow.
Well, that's why Dodgers in five. Yamamoto gets beat up in their game, and then the Dodgers win a World Series. And Sal back on the fan right now. We're joined by Nick Costos. We have him on the line, the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, before we get into this, I said it before. You and I were texting last night a little bit, and you brought up, I thought, a great point. That Gerrit Cole is slated to pitch game one and game five and not games 1, 4, and 7, which used to be traditional for an ace starter. You want to expand on your thought process behind wanting Cole to start three times in this series?
Because they're paying him like he has slightly less money than Jeff Bezos, so that would be a good reason for him to get off his ass and start three games in the World Series. You can't come back with Lil Wayne music, guys. There, he's a Red Sox fan. We got to get the mojo right here for the New York Yankees. Like, it's infuriating that Cole's going to pitch. Like, we're going to start Luis Gil in game four instead of Gerrit Cole. Like, I'm 41. I know you guys are both a little older than me, right? We're all in our 40s.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well,
how
BT's 50, but yeah,
you're
who's counting?
50? You look great, man. I'm being serious.
I appreciate that. I'm still 50.
I'm not just saying that. BT looks great.
Thanks, man.
I don't know when I became, like, the old, at 41, the old man that's yelling at clouds. The first World Series that I kind of, like, remember being aware of is A's Reds. In 1990. Mm. The first
sweep.
One that Reds 4-0, Lou Piniella.
Imagine the odds on that one.
Oh. Reds huge dogs in that series against Eckersley, Canseco, and company McGuire.
Yeah.
1991 is the first one I watched the whole thing, which is Twins Braves, which is the old Haas, Jack Morris, pitching game 7 and going into the 10th inning, not the 9th, into the 10th. And now you're telling me in this modern game that's been bastardized by nerds with spreadsheets and pocket protectors that we can't get Gerrit Cole to pitch three games in the World Series? I don't understand why he exists. Like, why does Gerrit Cole wake up in the morning if it's not to take the ball three times in the World Series? Yeah. Like, we have to start Clark Schmidt or Luis Gil in the World Series instead of the guy that they paid to deliver championship number 28. I can't believe that. What happened to our game?
Well, it's
what
happened to it? It's changed, and you need to get the memo because it's never going back, even though I'm not really against what you're saying, just as a concept.
But you're a Yankee fan. Do you want Cole 1-4-7, or would you rather have him 1-5?
Well, before I answer the question, I wanted to flip it to you because as you're touting Cole to get the three here, does he really look like Gerrit Cole? Mm. I mean, I don't know if I'm standing on top of a mountain right now in real time to give the baseball to a guy who's been rocked this postseason.
I don't know, like why is he here? Like, what's the point
what
of him?
Why is he here?
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, Nick. He's supposed to be the ace, but to BT's point, he hasn't been.
Who would you rather have pitching game four of the World Series, Gerrit Cole or Luis Gil?
Well, on short rest? I mean,
yes. He's getting paid $400 million.
Forget about the money. Let's say that, I hope this doesn't happen. Let's say Gerrit Cole gets roughed up a little bit tonight. That's 3 out of 4 games not good.
Yeah.
You still want him in game four?
He's our guy. Like, I feel
well, he was our guy.
Well, I feel like you go down with your best, and Gerrit Cole's our best.
He did win the Cy Young a year ago. I mean, he is. He's still the best, regardless of how bad it's been.
His upside is to be the best. He should go out there and shove tonight. And if he doesn't, I still want to see him in game four.
All right. Yeah, I respect the consistency. I do.
What are you looking at, Nick, with this series here? Over, how are you feeling going in? Forget about as a fan, but from a better perspective.
Yanks in six.
I want to throw up.
What?
I'm nervous. I can't be nervous.
You can be, of course.
I'm terrified. I mean, not like that. I actually think we're going to win. I am going to say we. Like, I do think, because I am part of the team. I think that we're going to win. I think I've been anti-Dodgers, and I've been wrong, to be fair, and I paid the price. Like, I have lost my bets. Mets NLCS. Padres NLDS. The whole thing with the Dodgers, and not just me, by the way, which is not an excuse, like we were all wrong. I was one of the people that was wrong. The whole case against the Dodgers was the pitching's not there. How can they win if this is your pitching? And they've had all these shutouts this postseason in these bullpen games. And look, you give, like, Dave Roberts is one of these pocket protector spreadsheet. Like, what does the math tell me to do with these 19 relievers? He's done a nice job, to be fair, right? The relievers have been great. Like, I think our pitching's better than theirs. I don't trust these bullpen. If I were betting the series, and I am, like, you want to bet on the bullpen? It's going to keep doing that for the Dodgers? I trust the Yankees more. I like the Yankees to win the World Series, and, like, it makes me really nervous to say that, but, yeah, I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series. God, that's awesome.
So do I. So do I. I'll tell you one thing that I think is bettable, if you will. I think the over. I think there's going to be a lot of runs in the series.
So tonight, the total in the game is 8.5, which is like a smidge higher than you would expect it to be.
Correct.
In game one of a World Series.
Because Garrett Cole.
Yeah,
well,
Garrett
yes.
Cole, yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, but I also Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
Like the Mets rocked in game five
right.
of the NLCS.
Crushed them.
I think, so let's say BT, like you're a little pessimistic. I don't know if pessimistic's the right word, but you're a little concerned, right, about Garrett Cole tonight.
Is that fair? I think every Yankee fan should be. A little bit, yeah.
Yes, and Dodgers fans, if they have a brain, should be concerned about Jack Flaherty, correct?
Correct.
The first five over in the game is 4.5. Both teams' bullpens have been good, minus like the Clay Holmes eruptions. Mm. I can't deal. I think if you wanted to play the over in tonight's game, I would look at the first five over 4.5 runs if you think both pitchers might get tattooed a little bit.
Not a bad play. And by the way, just to be clear, I don't think Cole's going to get tattooed. He's just not special. And maybe he, right now, and maybe he rediscovers that. How do you, forget about betting, we're talking to Nick Costas, BT and Sal, get you a quick Jet and Giant thought as well before we let you run, but this is a big topic today. How do you process, from a fan's perspective, or how would you, if the Yankees lose the series and Judge does not perform, how would you look at him moving forward?
Yeah, like I'm going to say something really, like really stupid. It is stupid. Like he's kind of like a loser, right?
I mean, he's not a legend. He's not a legendary status at that point. Not a Yankee
status.
Is he
not the best player you've seen in your lifetime? He is for me, and I'm 45.
I guess, probably, but also, like, you know, like Jeter won all the championships. Like, even A-Rod won a championship in 2009. Yeah, like, you have to win. And look, like, I say this. Like, I think because I'm a Yankee fan, I do national stuff, right?
Mm.
I'm a Yankee fan. People, he's a Yankee fan. You must like the Lakers and the Cowboys. No, like BT's a Yankee fan. He likes the Jets. Like, you couldn't have two more diametrically opposite franchises,
yep.
right? But given, I'm just being honest, right? But we are Yankee fans, right? And Sal, you put this in your pipe and smoke it, buddy. Like, as a Mets fan, Yankee fans, we expect championships. None of my other teams I feel this way about, but this is our birthright as Yankee fans. People that hate it, sorry. You got to go out there and you got to win championships. You want to be an all-time great Yankee, you got to win a championship. So it's not that, like, he sucks if they don't win,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't know, man. You can't be a legendary Yankee if you don't win a World Series.
I agree. And by the way, especially if you get there and don't perform, like Mattingly never got there, a lot of circumstances, he was hurt.
And it's not his fault.
Of course not. And we get separation there. But from Judge, who is the best player in baseball, is like a superhero, you actually get there. And if you don't do well, I agree with you. I love Judge, but that's just the way it goes.
All right, but Nick, what if he does do well, but the Yankees lose? Then what?
Well, I think then you're willing to forgive him. Also, I still hate Scott Kamenicki for what happened in the ALDS against the Mariners in 1995. I still never forgave Scott Kamenicki.
I love that series. That was a fun series.
Shut up, dude. but like, you know, the way I look at it a little bit, you know, Judge and Bonds is such a divisive figure. I don't mean to, it's not apples to apples, but Bonds made it to one World Series with the Giants, and he, like, hit like 450 in the series and hit moonshots, and the Giants lost in 7 to the Angels.
Great example, yes.
And I think, like, no one blames Bonds that they lost that series. Like, he did what he needed to do. So if Judge goes out there and he smokes the baseball and they lose in 6 or 7,
yep.
I walk out of that feeling like he did everything he could do. It's not his fault.
Agreed. Totally with you. Same thing, word for word. So I'm totally with you.
Which,
dude,
I think is better for Judge than performing poorly and winning. Like,
are you, what?
Because I could decipher the two, Nick. All right, if Judge doesn't get a hit in the World Series and embarrasses himself, and I don't think he's going to, but just let's say worst case scenario, performs poorly, doesn't drive any runs in, but the Yankees win a ring, it's supposed to be like, well, Judge is an all-time great Yankee now because they won a World Series.
Yes,
but he didn't have anything to do with it.
But they won.
But that doesn't make any sense. See,
what do you mean it doesn't make any sense? Because they won and he was the best player all year on the team that won.
But he didn't do it in the World Series. Like, I feel like we're then, oh, well, just because the team performed well, we're going to give Judge the benefit of the doubt because of bad series. I'm not saying
that's
I would
my
knock
opinion,
him.
Though, yeah, as a fan.
Well, it's fair, right? I mean, there are different ways to look at it. For me, I would just go based off of the individual. Like, I was using the example before. I think Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's the greatest winner that the sport has ever seen.
Dude, like, come on, man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just, well, it's my opinion. I mean,
well, no. Yes, well, your opinion could be that, like, grass is red. Your opinion's wrong.
No, well, if grass is red, it would be factually incorrect. You could say that Rodgers is a more, BT brought that one up before, too. You could say that Rodgers, like, I've always felt that until Mahomes, Rodgers is the most physically gifted quarterback that I've ever seen. And what's the knock on him? He's so good that it's only, well, you won one Super Bowl. So it just can't be.
I can make the case Marino was better than Brady from a talent perspective.
From a talent perspective.
I think that's what Sal's talking about.
But that's the point. And then but yet we live in a world where it's like, wow, did he win the championship? No, loser. Total loser. Yep. Ewing, Barkley, Marino. Just
Stockton, Malone.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, like, all those guys had to play Jordan, just like a lot of guys, like, lost because they had to go against Brady. Then maybe this is like, maybe Ohtani's about to go on one of these. It's different in baseball, obviously. Maybe Ohtani's about to go on one of these runs and the Dodgers win a bunch in a row. If Judge hits 100 in this series and the Yankees win, I think, for me at least, Aaron Judge is still an all-time great Yankee.
I agree. Because he helped get him here.
Also, they would have won in 2017, and he was the best player, but the lying, cheating scumbag.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that. Same with Boone. Cashman. Stop with that. Come on. Move on.
But they cheated. Yeah, they cheated.
Nick, I know they did, but come on. Yeah.
Nick, you mentioned Ohtani. What does this mean for him? Like, I know we're in New York, so we don't really care about his legacy necessarily, but does this do anything for him? Because it does feel like, well, Ohtani's Babe Ruth, regardless of what happens. Does he actually need to win a World Series here, too?
I don't think so, because he's already, like, unicorn. Like, people already think he's the best player ever. And, like, I'm not saying he isn't. Maybe he cared more last night that the Timberwolves covered on the road to the Sacramento Kings.
Hey, Randall had a great game, by the way.
Randall was tremendous. Jeez. I bet the Kings, and I was watching the game. That was brutal. maybe he cares more about that. No, like, Ohtani could hit... He's not going to hit 100, though. That's the thing, right? Mm. There's no way that happens. He's already thought of as the best player ever. So, like, if they lose, what are we going to walk out and be like, oh, well, Ohtani's not the best player ever anymore? Like, I don't know. I kind of feel like he's like, almost criticism-proof at this point.
I don't know. I don't know how the Japanese media would attack that. Obviously, we care less, so I haven't really thought about it quite as much, and it's less visceral for me. Number one, he's not the best ever. And if he hits 137 and they lose, and if Dodger fans don't crush him, then Dodger fans are softer than I thought.
But
you got to
remember, just on the Japanese angle, like, they won the World Baseball Classic, and he struck out Mike Trout at the end of the game. Like, I think, like, he's Teflon.
Right, that's all they care about.
Yeah, that is a big deal. That's a good point. Naturally, that's a big deal to them. That's fair. That part's fair.
Yeah, across
and
the
world. And I know what Dave Roberts said. Like, there's no chance Ohtani pitches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I said that to Sal the other day, but when I heard Roberts reassert it yesterday like he did the previous series, now I don't think he's going to pitch. I don't know if you caught that yesterday. He said absolutely not.
He said absolutely not until, I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah?
Like, I'm just saying, in a big spot, if you need him, he's the best hitter and the best pitcher, just saying.
All right, he's not the best pitcher?
He's one of the best pitchers.
Is he definitely top 10?
If he were pitching right now, he'd be there, which is not saying much. He would be their number one starter, but all their starters stink.
Yeah,
he's really good.
He's really good, but that's different than being the best. But anyway.
Nick, the Yankees will win this World Series because...
He said so.
They will win the World Series because their starting pitching will be better than the Dodgers' starting pitching, and because, for the third time, and Sal, I think you'll remember, I'm not sure... I think you'll remember one of these, but John Wetland was World Series MVP in 1996, saving four games against the Braves. And then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Sal, but I think it was against the Mets in 2000 when Mariano won World. I think that's how it went. When Mariano won a World Series MVP also. Yeah. I think Luke Weaver saves four games in this World Series.
Ooh.
And Luke Weaver at 200-1, your World Series most valuable player.
200-1. That's like an interesting pull right there.
That's just some good prices I saw that on MVPs. Weaver, that's an incredible price right there.
Well, guys, but even Brocious won it against the Padres. Yeah. I'm sure he was...
Like, not always just the stars. Yeah,
sure.
It's usually not, by the way. It's usually not like who you would think the best player on the team is. And I'll toss out one more if you want to bet the Yankees. We had Tom Verducci on the show on Wednesday, and I asked him this question.
Love him.
I think he answered Stanton. And I said, like, Tom, like... You got to give us someone a little deeper here. We're betting show. Like, give us someone a little further down the road. And and he gave us, and he talked about, and God, I hope this happens because it's just going to make Mets fans are going to have to eat it. The next Jeter, Anthony Volpe, built for the big moments, 100-1.
I actually like
World
that
Series
too.
MVP.
My man,
I can see that being the case.
He's swinging the stick well. He's hitting some bad luck, but he looks greased, locked in.
And you would, Nick, just betting philosophy. If you think the Dodgers are going to win, you have to pick a Dodger to win the MVP, right? Like, we're not in one of these spots where Judge could go absolutely nuts and win the MVP, even though the Dodgers won the World Series.
Yeah, I would stay away from Ohtani. I would say, not that they can't win, but I mean, like, we see this all the time with World Series. It's not always the best player on the best team in baseball. Like, in the NBA, it's always the best player. I guess Brown won last year, but whatever. Usually, it's the best player on the best team in the NBA. I would stay away from Ohtani. I would stay away from Betts. I would look like Muncy is like 18-1. I think he's a pretty good choice. You want to go a little bit further down the board, Will Smith is someone that I think can make some sense for the Dodgers. I would not bet any of the Dodgers pitchers. I actually think Muncy is the perfect choice. He's not a huge price, maybe 18-1, but if you think the Dodgers are going to win, I would look to play Max Muncy.
Real quick, Nick, football for this weekend. Where are we at with the Jets? Do they dominate the Patriots? Jets, and then you give us a little Giants Monday night as well.
Got about a minute.
Okay, so Jets make me really sick. I don't want to bet on them anymore, although I think they should win. I'll bet the over in the game, guys. I do think the Jets will score on this Patriots defense, which their own head coach called soft. That's great. And I think the Patriots, with Drake May, who's good, wish the Giants had him, but how much fun was Tommy DeVito last year, everybody? I think the Patriots can score a little bit as well. Give me over 41 with the Jets and the Pats.
What about the Giants Monday night, real quick?
I think the Giants are going to cover on Monday night. I think the point spread's too big. Just think about it like this. The Steelers were 2.5-point home dogs to the Jets, and now they're laying 6 against the Giants. Jets are better than the Giants. Not that much better than the Giants. I think the Giants will cover. I think the Steelers will win. And I think this is the last game that Daniel Jones starts as Giants quarterback.
Thank you, Nick. Good luck to your Yankees.
Let's go, Nick.
You got it. Let's go, Yankees.
Attaboy.
Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get number 28.
Oh, God. That Love was the it. Host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
I love how he just slides that tagline in. No matter what he's talking about, happy, yelling, screaming, he always gets the minimal bets and the sweats in there. That's awesome. He's great.
Boy, a football Friday like no other. World Series Friday, game one tonight. I kind of like the anticipation. I know we've gone through the week here. Maybe we talk different stuff, whether it would be the Knicks or the Giants, whatever it may be. But knowing that the World Series was looming and you sprinkle in all the Yankees, Dodgers. But here we are, BT. We get to go home tonight. Like, we talked about this earlier in the week, too. I do remember. The last time that I was really locked into a World Series was 2015 when the Mets went against the Royals. And the year after, with the Cubs and then Indians.
Yeah.
Because the Cubs were ending their drought. Remember, there was a great World Series. Yeah. Roger Davis, big home run. You know, Chapman with the Cubs at the time. That World Series, you're going back 8-9 years. Like, outside of that, if the Yankees aren't in it or the Mets aren't in it, why are we watching? Like, in New York, baseball's such a regional sport, I wouldn't. And I didn't get locked in. I've watched other World Series, but not locked in the way that we will be for the next however many games this is.
I've taken the same route. 81 was the first one that I remember watching really, truly. Actually, even a little tiny, like a small snippet of 80. But 82, like, I could go chapter and verse on World Series when I was 9. Okay. I can't tell you who played 5 years ago.
I love that you brought
that
up. So why is that the case? Because as Nick
brought
up, I remember all the World Series, I'd say from 85 on through about
85 was the Cardinals.
Well, whatever, maybe 2005-ish or something. Yeah, 85 was Cardinals-Royals.
Cardinals-Royals was very good. Mets in 86.
I remember the Cardinals and Twins in 87.
That was a great one.
Certainly remember the Dodgers and A's in 88. I remember like watching. I was only 9 years old, but
so
I have memory of that with Kirk Gibson and the A's. And I love those A's teams with Canseco and Maguire. 89 with the earthquake with San Francisco.
Giants and the A's.
The 90
Al Michaels on the call with the earthquake.
We're talking about the Reds and A's. This is a great story. I mean, just a quick thing. My uncles, not the uncle that you met, my other uncle. All my mom's brothers are big sports fans. Not baseball fans, horse bettors, whatever it may be.
Not all Yankee fans, though. Every single one of them?
Yes.
Okay, got you.
Yankees
keep going.
Fan. There, and their last name was Pepitone, so like that was
awesome.
A Yankee time.
Yeah.
Anyway, but my father knew nothing about sports, didn't care about it.
Yeah.
1990, with the Reds already up 3 games. And I remember this, man, Jose Rios.
I was just going to say Jose Rios' name, man.
And I like the A's, remember. But those Reds team, or that Reds team, was not expected to do much.
Chris Sabo was a kid.
Chris Sabo. They're up 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my uncles bet my father, he's like, oh, there's no way they're going to sweep this. Saying the Reds, there's no way they're going to sweep the A's. And my father, who knew nothing, just simply thought of it, well, they won 3 already. Why wouldn't they win the next? And they bet like $100, whatever. And my father ended up winning, who knew nothing about it, but just betting that the Reds were going to sweep in the World Series.
Uh-huh. That's probably the best way to bet, not knowing a whole lot.
Yeah, right.
You don't get in your own mind.
Right, but you're saying they can't lose this game. They just won 3. They won 3 in a row. What? They can't win a fourth, and then they do. My uncle Ange probably had to be so ticked off.
And $100 back then, you could go to Manhattan and have yourself a glass of wine and have a real meal.
91, we start getting your wife. 91 was Braves Twins.
Yes, that was Dan Gladden scoring the run.
Right, 92 was Braves. 92 Blue
was definitely
Jays.
The Braves in Toronto. That was the And then 93 you had the Phillies.
Right, okay.
That was a great one.
But point is, like, back then,
94, there was none. It very well may have been the Yankees and the Montreal Expos.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, both teams were so good.
So back then, as kids, I was into it more
nationally. Me too.
But now, like you said, the last couple, you think I'm watching Rangers Diamondbacks?
Because there's been a bit of certainly national and even a little local. When the Yanks and the Mets aren't in it, again, I do parachute in just to check, but I'm not watching every pitch like I used to. We're such consumers of football now, more so than when I was eight, nine, ten, whatever. That if the Yanks or the Mets aren't in it, there's a Sunday night game to watch or a Thursday night game to watch and fantasy to do, and betting football is more fun than betting baseball. Do you think it's the growth of football that has kind of taken away the spirit of the World Series if the Yanks and the Mets aren't involved? For me, I think it probably has.
I don't know. I think it's a great question, but I just remember loving it as a kid.
Me
I don't
too.
Know if young kids love it. Like, if Colt, did he watch the Diamondbacks Rangers last year?
Yeah, I take that back. Only the Rangers because mommy's from Dallas.
Okay, that's different.
And he
different.
Went to
there's
a Rangers
a
game,
yeah, okay,
so, you know, paid attention a little bit, and I wanted to see my relatives happy, but other than that, no.
It's such a regional sport.
Really
I do
is.
Think probably the NFL has an impact on that, just taking over the sports world.